Ranking All 16 Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare Multiplayer Maps by Ollie Smith, narrated by Luke Greenfield. When thinking back to the memories I have of playing online multiplayer in my teens, my mind always returns to the first online game I played, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. With its easy-to-learn gunplay, addictive leveling system, and nicely balanced killstreak system, it was the game that introduced the series to casual audiences and propelled itself into the AAA territory that it has resided in since. I recently returned to the series after a long hiatus and checked out the multiplayer components for nearly every major Call of Duty release since the series debut in 2003. Modern Warfare in particular still stood out for me as a solid online experience, and with that fun system in place, there also has to come a great selection of maps, right? I took the liberty of ranking each map from the base game from worst to best, mixing in both what I think of the maps now and as well as my memories of playing them back in the heyday. Note that this doesn't include content from the variety of map packs as I didn't own that back in the day. 16. Block. Back during the peak of Call of Duty 4's popularity, I don't recall ever seeing Block coming up in the lobby screen without every player immediately jumping on the veto button. The tribulations of this map were not exactly exaggerated. Despite being very large, most of the action took place in a central courtyard, with sniper battles raging between two apartment buildings on each side. If you weren't using a sniper rifle on this map, you were almost guaranteed to negative kill to death ratio, as attempting to fight close quarters usually made you an easy target. Flanking was an option, but tough to try alone due to the open space and the fact that each building was relatively easy to defend by a team. Number 15, Downpour. This one is my personal least favourite map due to the limited visibility caused by the never-ending rain. As with Block, a lot of the map saw very little fighting as most of the action took place around the barn, although the amount of cover and low brightness helped to alleviate the sniper problem that Block had. Downpour just ended up looking incredibly bland in comparison and didn't manage to adapt well to Modern Warfare's fast-paced gameplay. 14. Wetwork. With its tight spaces and symmetrical three-lane design, this map would see a lot of use by snipers and medium-range combatants. Flanking was impossible due to how narrow it was, and it was incredibly easy to get pinned down during a game of domination or sabotage. With more recent Call of Duty maps favouring this level design, World War II's USS Texas and Flak Tower come to mind, Wetwork was a premonition for what the series' multiplayer would become. Number 13. Countdown. Like Block, Countdown also suffered from sniper problems. The map is circular in design, with small hangars dotted around the edges. The centre offered very little cover from the exception of blast shields and concrete barriers, which didn't seem much use due to how easy it was for snipers to move around the edges and pick off anyone in the middle. The one thing that set this above Block was the fact that moving around got easier if you stuck to the edges of the map, and the west side of the launch site had enough cover for you to rack up a decent killstreak. Number 12. Showdown. As the map was too small for snipers, but also too open for close quarters players, Showdown was decent for those using assault rifles and light machine guns. The courtyard in the centre was usually avoided due to how exposed it was, but there were many options around the edges that offered unique ways to flank the enemy. But if a team managed to hold a section of the upstairs area, it was an easy win. Number 11. Bog. I think a lot of players had a love-hate relationship with Bog. One side of the map was wide open, allowing snipers to reign supreme, while the other had buildings and cover that were more suited to close and medium range combat. The darkness in the environment also meant it was easier to move around without being noticed. Despite the problem with snipers, it was a map you could adjust to your playstyle, which made it accessible to players of all types. Number 10. Ambush. Also guilty of the three-lane design, but what set this above Wetworks was how easy it was to flank the enemy. Each lane was set far apart from each other, with smaller alleys, tall grass, and an underground tunnel allowing a team to move around unnoticed. A lot of the action took place near the three tanks in the centre, which also allowed access to each lane. The sewer tunnel often went overlooked, which a sneaky player could take advantage of to surprise the enemy. Number 9. Crossfire. As with some of the other maps in this game, Crossfire is almost a direct copy and paste from the Warpig campaign mission. This one takes place on a long winding street with multiple buildings on both the horizontal and vertical ends of the map. As the name suggests, you'll fall victim to the crossfire of the sniper battles that take place between these structures, with smaller arms battles taking place inside each of them. This is a fun map for objective-based game modes such as Sabotage and Headquarters, but could end up feeling a little empty when on Team Deathmatch or Free-for-All. Sitting on the halfway point at number 8, we have Shipment. One of the smallest maps ever made in Call of Duty history, Shipment is set on a small grid of shipping containers that is almost entirely symmetrical in design. Due to its small size, it is difficult to go a few seconds without seeing some kind of combat. The layout of the containers in the center of the map form a small X route, though sprinting through here is often a death trap and makes for intense headquarter matches. This is a map more suited for smaller game modes such as Free For All and Team Tactical, and there used to be a server glitch where the 18-player Ground War mode could use it too, making for some incredibly chaotic matches. Vacant is Call of Duty 4's answer to Counter-Strike CS_Office. One team will spawn outside behind a group of shipping containers, the other inside among office equipment, cubicles and large windows. The fighting will often meet in the middle, gunfire being exchanged from both interior and exterior. One major point of concentration is a warehouse connecting both areas, which also acts as a bomb site in search and destroy. Bringing a close range weapon such as a shotgun or a submachine gun is recommended, but assault rifles and LMGs also have their place here. Number 6. District. Although it tends to be a more forgotten map due to its dull, washed out brown colour scheme, District's labyrinthine design makes it perfect for objective-based modes that prioritise lots of movements such as sabotage and domination. It takes a while to get used to the network of maze-like streets, but the outside of the map will also see just as much combat, therefore it is recommended to prepare for both short-range and long-range engagements. Number 5. Backlot. Backlot remains popular with many players due to how circular the map behaves. Players can get to any point of the map in a myriad of different routes, and the fact that there's a lot more cover here than in Countdown allows for more versatile team strategies. There's also two multi-story buildings on either side of the map, exposing most of the street level areas to sniper fire as well as encouraging a standoff between the two points. Number 4. Strike. To me, Strike always felt like a better version of District. It's set in a similar urban area but is so much more larger and allows for flexible team play. Firstly, it is a map that is symmetrical in design but feels largely the reverse of that due to the different buildings and alleyways littered about the place, lending itself well to the team deathmatch and headquarters games where the heat of the battle can change position at any moment. The different routes and buildings you can take also allow for interesting sabotage and domination games. I remember perching in the building overlooking the market area with a sniper rifle and being able to get a high killstreak every time. Strike is a great example of how to design symmetry in your multiplayer maps without it feeling too straight and dull. Breaking into our top 3 picks, we have Pipeline sitting at number 3. Although many may have forgotten this map, I found it to be a host of some of my favourite memories of this game. I think the main thing to bear in mind with this map is its asymmetry. On one side, you have a large hill, on the other, an abandoned rail yard. Connecting these two sides are two very large warehouses with upper, middle, and lower floors. Because of this variety, you can never fully prepare for a game on Pipeline. The close quarters fighting inside the warehouses would become void should you step outside into the open middle. The underground tunnel situated underneath one of the buildings also made for some intense headquarters or sabotage matches. Sitting at number 2, Overgrown. As far as sniper-centric maps go, nothing ever came as close to perfect as Overgrown. When it came to weapon loadouts, most people would run either a sniper or assault rifle. The long grass allowed sneaky players to crawl past teams without raising suspicion, and the numerous houses meant the map would become the site of many epic sniper battles. If long range wasn't your thing, you could take cover inside one of the buildings and watch the entrances, although doing so would have likely resulted in the enemy team shouting camper at you in the chat. Finally, the two bridges that hide the dried up riverbed were the deadliest spots on the map due to the lack of cover, but there were always multiple alternate routes to get you across over unharmed. In the end, Overgrown was frustrating for those who didn't like campers, but there were always enough options that this never felt like an issue. And finally, holding our number one spot for the best Call of Duty 4 map, Crash. This is the map where I believe Call of Duty is at its finest. Taking place in an Iraqi town, the map features many abandoned buildings and streets which soon become the site of major team battles. In the centre lies a downed helicopter, an area that provided enough cover to get you out of the crossfire but wasn't an area you could camp in, and it lay in the shadow of a tall building used mainly for sniping. The beauty of Crash lied in its unpredictability. Will the fighting take place in the tower? Will it be on the back streets on the outside of the map? Will it be centred around that helicopter wreckage? Whenever you played a game of anything on Crash, you don't know what you were getting into, and that was exciting to me. Despite its age, I still think Modern Warfare is one of the best of the series to date. While the community may have dwindled a bit, it's still worth checking out if you get the chance. Do you have a particular favourite from this game? Let us know in the comments below.